839 Triple Team Traffic. And what do you see now, Andy?
Amanda, I see a lot of slowing on northbound I-15 that we wouldn't normally see coming into downtown about this time of the morning. Typically, it starts to clear out by now. It hasn't really today, and that may have something to do with the convention going on at Vivint Arena. But we've still got delays down at the south end of Salt Lake County as well. So from Bluffdale to about 123rd South, that alone is going to take you almost 10 minutes. Bangor are still seeing backups, but really only at about 5400 South in Taylorsville. Eric Butler.
Good movement throughout I-15 in Utah County. No problems right now as far as accidents. 300 South down in Provo, that's a little bit busy right at the University Avenue intersection. As well in Orem, we've got some busy activity going on 800 South, really from State Street, both directions all the way over to the freeway. Heather?
We are mostly back to freeway speeds on southbound I-15 in Weber and Davis counties. Occasionally the brake lights are popping out still between Kaysville and Farmington, and we're still looking at our typical delays right now between Warm Springs Road and downtown Salt Lake. But overall, you've got good speeds on Legacy and US 89 and just some congestion on city streets. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's see what we can expect.